will read three verses from there, 15 to 17. Ephesians 5. If you're there, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Okay. Shall we read together? One, two, go. See then, ye walk circumspectly, not as fool, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Father, we thank you for your word this morning. We give you praise. The entrance of your word bring a light and give it knowledge to the simple. Thy word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Daddy, we thank you for your word this morning that is coming from the throne of grace. Daddy, that you are going to enlighten everyone here in this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. You are going to speak to your children in this place. Daddy, Lord, this word will lighten up their life. Will lighten up their going and their coming in every area of their life in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, Lord, have your way in this place this morning. Less of me here, more of you. Speak through me. Speak to your people. And speak to me also.
Amen.
And let your name alone be glorified in this place. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Let us be glorious. Let us be glorious seated this morning. This morning I will be talking towards about stewardship of time. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Stewardship of time. From our text, we saw what it said, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. We are in a perilous time. Take it or leave it. Things are happening in the world today, and you'll be wondering, how did we get to this point? Praise the Lord. The Bible has already said it, that the time will come, there will be men will love themselves, lovers of men. All kind of things, in manner of behavior in society, we see a lot of sort of things happening on social media, we read things. Something that has nothing to do with our culture is now coming in and they are embracing it. People are now liberal. Something that you are supposed to stamp your feet on, even parents are becoming liberal with their children. When the Bible said we should discipline our children, said we should bring up our children in the way of the Lord. So the word, this word of God should not depart from thy mouth. It's in the book of Joshua. Said the word of the Lord should not depart from my mouth. Said we should train up our children in the way of the Lord. But what is happening today? So what we say is stewardship of time. What do we mean? You see, we want to examine our lives. I want us to look at it as we go into this world this morning to examine our life. And generally, how we spend our time. Praise the Lord. See, if you observe generally that a lot of Christians today, we have problems with stewardship of time, with managing our time. There are some of us that are fully occupied with secular work and with cares of this world that we don't have time left for spiritual development or for Christian services. Yeah. You know, saying this, God is good. When I was doing this study, I said, God, I thank you for this privilege. We are so engrossed in our lifestyle that we don't even care about what's happening. Nothing else. We don't have time for spiritual growth. And you know the funny thing? A lot of activities are around us that we don't know that time is going. Time is the currency of this world. What we spend in this world is time. Praise the Lord. For every time lost, you cannot regain. Hallelujah. On the other hand, we have Christians who spend their time, who engage in Christian activities, who are in church regularly, working for God, in the service of the Lord, but they neglect other things. Other things are suffering. Praise the Lord. They have neglected their loved ones, their homes. We have, their preachers are there, they've neglected other things. Praise the Lord. There are some that they don't even have time for their responsibilities. Fathers, mothers, that they are so engrossed in the things of God that things are happening to their children. I've seen it. I've seen people. I know somebody that's happened to personally. A woman of God, so engrossed with the things of God, that she's so fervent, that everybody, this woman is giving everything. But unfortunately, she had no time for her children. And she had girls. Out of 5 girls, 3 of them were impregnated by their neighbors. Just like that, secondary school children. And she was suspended from this job. Because yes, she has neglected her home. Because you have to take care of the home. Charity begins at home. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's move on. So they are so engrossed. Both employees, even students, Christians. And the more painful part of it is that they have given the people in the secular world a bad testimony. And they say, but they are Christians. How come they are so irresponsible outside the church? Their lifestyle, because they don't have time. Their homes, their job is suffering. They are not working smart at work. But they are fervent in the house of the Lord. It's not a good testimony. No, this is not us. God did not create us to be perfect in one end and to know. We have to be diligent in all areas. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You need to find the right balance. Yes, we need to find the balance. How do we balance everything? How do I serve God? How do my home serve God? My job is not suffering. My families are not suffering. My loved ones are not suffering. They are not suffering it. We have to find that balance. It is very, very important. Praise the Lord. You know, I gave 2 instances of people. One, the one in the secular world, who don't have time for spiritual activities. And the ones in the spiritual activities, who don't have time for their homes, their social life, and other things. A lot. I remember in secondary school, a young chap, very smart chap, that goes to evangelism, and he doesn't attend classes. He failed. Yeah, his grade did not come out well. And he was suspended. He felt so bad. He was bitter that he was giving everything to God. No, there is time for everything. Praise the Lord. The same God has sent you out to go and preach allocated time at hours, at interval for each activities. He didn't just say go and do. No. God isn't an author of confusion. He's an organized God. See the order of creation. Day 1, he created this. Day 2, God could have created everything in one day. No. He was teaching us order. Day 1, this. Day 2, this. Day 3, day 4, day 5, day 6. And he rested himself. Praise the Lord. A lot of us don't rest. Let's move on. So we need to find the right balance. We need to spend enough time in building ourselves and preparing ourselves sufficiently to live independent and responsible in the things of this world. Praise the Lord. You see, the Bible even tells us about the life of our Lord Jesus Christ. While he was growing up, Jesus came into this world. He knew he had a ministry, but he was not irresponsible. He was supporting his father. His father was a carpenter. He was helping out with his father. Praise the Lord. Jesus did not just start his ministry immediately. He waited 30 years. What was he doing in those 30 years? He was building himself. He was working on himself. He was preparing everything. He could have started his ministry in the 20s. Even during his teenager age, he was arguing with the prophet in the temple. He was arguing with them about the word of God. He could have started the ministry over there. He could have mounted the pulpit and start preaching. That yes, I've been ordained to come and preach, to come and save the world. He could. Nobody will stop him. But no. He chose to what? To go through a prayer, to build himself. Praise the Lord. Let's open our Bibles to the book of Luke. Luke chapter 2, verse 52. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. What was he doing? He didn't spend sufficient time in personal development alone. He did spend sufficient time in personal development. He was building himself. He increased in wisdom, in stature, in favor with God and with man. Jesus did not say, because I am called to preach, God has equipped me. He did not neglect it. A lot of people are brilliant. They are brilliant people, but they don't study. And I tell people, if you are brilliant, you don't study, you will fail. That is the truth. See, the dullest pencil the dullest sharpener is better than a sharpest brain. You have to study. When you study, You are refreshing your mind, your memory, your books. But a lot of people, they don't come to class. They'll say, no, I know it. Just glance through their book. No, it shouldn't be like that. Praise the Lord. So for us, what does this mean? It means we need to acquire enough learning, enough mental, physical fitness, as well as social skills that we need for our own personal development. We need to build ourselves up. Praise the Lord. And don't say because I want to go and study this, then no, I won't do that, I won't study this. No. I tell people, especially when I meet them, I said, where you have to be is for a purpose. You're not here by accident. There was a young chap that came to do IT in our office. He was looking for admission, rather. So he wanted to stay at home. So he was working with us as an office assistant. I told him, you are here. God, you are not here by mistake. He spent almost 2 years with us before he gained admission. I said, you are here to learn something. Open your eyes. Open your ears. You never can tell what you pick from there, what it will do for you in future. Praise the Lord. While I was doing my IT back then, I was working on the construction site. And I had issues with my DMD there. We had an argument and he punished me. He said I should go and work in the factory, wood workshop. I don't know anything about wood. What's my business with wood? It's engineering I went to study. It's construction. I went to building construction. So what's my business? What do I do kitchen and wardrobe for? So while I was in the factory and the production manager called me, I said, the man told me something. He said, you are here for a purpose. Don't waste it. I spent, I think, 5 weeks there. And do you know that helped me? When I went back from my HND, I started doing kitchen and wardrobes for people. I was collecting contracts. Serious? That is being shrewd with your time. Praise the Lord. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 22, verse 29, he says, seest thou a man diligent in his work? Have you seen anyone diligent in his field? He will not stand before ordinary men, before kings. Praise the Lord. We ought to be diligent. We ought to be in our time. We need to build ourselves up. Who was I talking to one day at Ogombo? I said, you're on holiday. Don't waste it. Acquire something. Learn skills and work. We had the man that came to speak to us the other day, the pastor, the youth. He said, while he was young, he has been plaiting hair. He has been doing something. He can cook. He can make hair. The sister too can do the same thing. He did not waste his childhood. He learned something. Today, in the country Nigeria we are today, we need to, apart from our education, we need to acquire skills and work. Praise the Lord. There was something we're talking about in my office. I was saying that these days, young women are making it more than the men. And like, what is happening? Because almost all the ladies they have, apart from their work, they have on their side also. We call it side also. They are doing makeup. They are doing tailoring, hairdressing, wig. But what do we guys do? Our regular work. We suit up, we go to work in the morning, we come back. We hang out, we watch football, we talk about things happening. They have multiple flows, multiple chains of income. We need to equip ourselves. We have young chaps that are coming up, shoemakers. No, they are graduate. I read about a copper in his place of service. The guy did furniture for the schools there. And the guy's name was written on the furniture. He was applauded. He was being celebrated on social media. I saw him, a copper, a graduate, handling tools, saw hammer, plane, doing furniture, school tools, to chairs and table for the student. Tell me, that kind of person should be employed immediately, automatically, should be given employment. Praise the Lord. But at the same time, as you seek to develop yourself, you need to spend enough time in the service of God's kingdom. Please, it is very, very important. Don't say because I'm building on myself, we're not neglecting of God. I did that when we were in school. Wow, almost school, exam. We don't come to church. I don't come to church when I was in school. When I go to, I don't come to church. Yes, I've been there. See, church. When we finish, we resume back to church. Hallelujah. We should create time in things of God. It's very important. 2 Timothy 2:5. Let me read this, what it says. 2 Timothy 2:15, rather. It's a popular scripture we know. It says, study to show yourself approved. Let me read from the scriptures. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We need to study the word of God as well. We need to know the word of God. Because what will sustain us in this world we have is the word of God. The wisdom we need to survive in this world is in the Bible. So we need to study that word. Praise the Lord. It's like this phone. It comes the user manual. How many of you read the manual of your phone before using it? How many people? One person. One? Just one. We just assume we remove the battery and we put our SIM card, memory card. We started using it. Hello? We start making calls. The usual manual for a purpose. It was not just to fill up the carton, the pack of the phone. It's for you to know the use of this phone. And I'm going to say this for all of us that did not read the manual of our phone before using it. You are abusing the phone. Praise the Lord. You ought to. There are other things your phone can perform that you don't even know. You will take it. Okay, my neighbor shared something with me on Saturday morning. He said he went to fix something in Stephen. I said, yeah. For his church, right, that camera. And I said, yeah, that they just cheated him. He went all the way to Ikeja. From Badori, he traveled to Ikeja to fix, and they built him 1.5 for that thing. And what happened? He could have used school screwdriver to just screw the thing. The transport he spent was more than the money they collected from him. He drove all the way from Badore to Ikeja to fix something on a camera. Something went into him. I said, bros, two screws, you all hold the thing like this. See, they're done. A lot of us. Let's move on. Praise the Lord. So that your life will be able to accomplish whatever God wants you to do, and you will be a blessing to others. Instead of following the worldly trends of seeking after fame and fortune only, you should be seeking for the kingdom of God first. You see, in Matthew 6:33, it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing shall be added unto you. Now, we miss it there. So we seek the kingdom of God all through and abandon other things. Some will seek other things and abandon the kingdom of God. No. We need to build ourselves up. What is the Bible instead of that? God should come first in anything we are doing. Wherever you find yourself, God's kingdom should be a priority there. The first thing there should be God's kingdom. Every other thing follows. Praise the Lord. So, finding the right balance between service to God and self-development is not easy. Yes. It is not easy. Because in this present age we have, everything is happening so fast. Moving so fast. We are wondering what is happening. Before you know it, now we are in October now. Just like that. When it was on the 31st of September, sorry, 30th, when my friend told me the next day is my friend's wedding, 1st of October, I said, hey, it's tomorrow, October 1st. I was thinking maybe Thursday. Just like that, it's there. Praise the Lord. So we need to find the right balance. And the demand of living in this present competitive world is very, very enormous. The demand is very, very enormous. And if you are to make things work out for you, you see, we have to set goals, goals, vision. We have to set principles for ourselves. Praise the Lord. In this church, we have a vision board. What does that vision board do for us? When the Bible said it, we should write the vision down. Though it may tarry, but it will surely come to pass. When you write it down, you have a plan you are following for your life. We build out when we want to build. The first thing we ask anybody, where have you done your drawing? If you don't have a building plan, then we have to get you a building plan. Because if you build a house, that's why you see some houses that we build today. You even see, this one is afterthought. It was not in the plan. When I go to and say, sir, this is an afterthought. It was not initially in the design. They just thought about it and brought it in. You will always know, it will always stand out. Our life should be planned. You see, even this procreation is planned out. 9 months, process. The baby goes through this process. Everything has a process. So we need to, praise the Lord, we need to set goals. We have deadlines, we have targets to meet at workplace, but we have to find a balance. You have to make money, you have to balance the home, the church is there, families are there, social things are there. You must find the balance. If not, you will go crazy. Hallelujah. Are we following? See, the same way you have family responsibilities, the same way you have spiritual responsibilities. You have responsibility at work. You have to make a living. You have to get money to feed the family. You have a responsibility as of God. Because God, all the talents we have is not by chance. God has placed enough for a purpose. God has placed you wherever you find yourself for a purpose. Praise the Lord. So with such great demands on us, It is not easy to balance our time because there will be many things in the way demanding our attention at the same time. So the question is, with such demands on you and I, how do we exercise good stewardship of our time? Let's look at verse 15 of our text, Ephesians 5, verse 15. He says, "See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise." To walk circumspectly means to walk with care, to be cautious of your movement. You see, life is like a minefield. You know, when you look at life, you know, it's like you are moving to another destination from a destination, and you have to travel through a minefield. You don't just walk through my minefield anyhow. You don't stroll through a minefield. For every step you take, you have to calculate. Yeah. We know what a minefield is, because if you step on a mine, the person will be blown off. That is the way life is. For every mistake we make, we'll be paid dearly for it. Praise the Lord. So the Bible said we should not walk anyhow. We should not walk as fools, but we should be wise. In taking decisions, we should be wise. In hanging out, in relationship, business, social, any relationship we want to keep, we should be wise about it. Praise the Lord. Because if we are not careful, you will see yourself with a lot of activities that at the end of the day, there will be no results. You'll be wondering, I work so hard. Yes, you have worked so hard, but the result will show for your work, your hard work. Praise the Lord. Now, we should not rush into anything. Because everybody is rushing into this, no. Don't join the bandwagon. Don't become a Russian. Relax. God did not create. If God wanted to be a Russian, he would have put you in Russia. He has brought you to Nigeria. Slow down. Slow and steady, win the race. We should be cautious of our step. We shouldn't rush into anything. Because today, if you look at what's happening, everybody is rushing into things. You will see a lot of things like addictive pleasure, immoral pursuits that are destructive, worthless things. We have to be real. The youth today, majority of our youth are engaged in scam, internet fraud. Praise the Lord. You go everywhere now, you see them wearing tattoos, piercing, all manner of dressing, sagging, and you'll be like, you look as if you did not pass through this stage, or you know you're not a youth. You'll be wondering, am I not a youth? Am I the hard one? Am I doing the wrong thing? Everybody's just rushing into that thing. No, we shouldn't be like that. We shouldn't, you see, we're on a minefield. Those things they are doing is destructive. It can destroy their life. Transgender, when did we get to that point? Courtism, street courts. Secondary school now, we have courts. Killing themselves. They have all kind of things they smoke. The codeine diet, yeah, don't, a lot of things. And I was wondering, abuse of drugs. Tramadol, you know. I face a lot on my side because I fight to keep sanity on that side. You don't smoke weed on my side. You don't drink this. They said it helps them to walk. No. If you cannot walk, just go. I know the number that have arrested workers because they smoke drugs. I don't want it because we don't want any casualty on our side. They call us that we are Jews or only we don't know anything. Yes, we don't know anything, but we know God. That's something for us. Hallelujah. So, but how will somebody walk circumspectly? How do you know which step to take and when to take it? Sometimes you have to make choices in areas that are ethically gray. When I mean ethically gray areas, the parts that are not clear, you're in between. You don't even know. You are lost at a crossroad. You don't know what to do. And we wonder if we should get involved or not. Yes, we look at things happening like, for how long? You see your mate that you finished school together, boom, they made it. And you start envying them. But we read this, I was even more brilliant than this guy. I came out with 2-1. I came out with first class, no job. And you are wondering what is happening. I read something on Twitter about a man that employed a guy. The guy said he came out with first class, couldn't get a job. He was going up and down. I said, he now chatted him, he tweeted and said, I will work for you for free. Don't even pay me. The guy wanted to showcase what he can do. The man said, when he saw what the guy can do, he employed the guy, gave him a fast salary, official can, and
Say, because he knew, he didn't want to take advantage of the guy. He has the conscience. The guy worked for him free for 6 months. I said, this one wasting? He quickly took him in and took care of the guy. And the guy is giving him, everything. I read something about a youth copper that went to serve with the Nigerian army and built a military drone. I read it 2 weeks ago. And the military did not employ the guy because he got with a third class. Ah! I shook my head. What?
It is well.
Because he said the military constitution says that the military says that if somebody does not come up with grades, this guy built a military drone in Nigeria, yeah, with recycled materials, tested, and you said because he came out to a graduate third class, the guy in America, the guy will just NASA will come after him. We are so wasteful. Praise the Lord. You go out, you spend 4 or 5 hours in traffic. The other night, people were trekking from Obalende to the lab bridge. They said it was an accident from the lab bridge to back to Obalende. They are wasting people. Those are ways of wasting people's life. You get home 2 a.m. You are wondering, you want to go out the next day 5 a.m. It's not possible. That person is a time bomb because the BP would have gone up. Headache. That person cannot give his or her best. Praise the Lord. Exhaustion everywhere. See people, somebody walking, just fall down and die. It's exhaustion. The people is high. Praise the Lord. So what are we saying? You are at this crossroad, you don't know what to do. If you look at our text of scripture, you will notice that it says we should walk as fool, but as wise one. It said, but as wise. Let's go to the book of Proverbs and hear what the Bible has to say in the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs 4:5-7 says, get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding. Praise the Lord. So, you have to get wisdom. You have to get understanding. You have to get knowledge. Praise the Lord. So for you to walk through a minefield, you have to know, have a knowledge of all how the mines are placed. At what is the distance between mine A to B? At what degree? You don't have to know all the position. That is the only way you can dodge it. If this from here to here is 5 meters, from here to here is 3 meters, you have to know, okay, on the northern part of it is 3 meters, the southern part is 4 meters, here, 6, here, 5. So if you are moving north to north, you have to move at what? 2 meters, because you know it's 3 meters. You move in between. That is how to calculate. You have to work with wisdom. That is wisdom. Get knowledge of where you are. Don't just walk through anywhere as if you are just a passage or a shadow that just passes through. No, you are not. Praise the Lord. See, the wisdom that we can obtain from the Word of God by dwelling in this Bible will save us a lot of things in this life. It's what will secure us. It is what will safeguard us. It's what will take us through the challenges of this life. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. According to Psalm 105, it says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. The word of God. That means as you are moving, when you have the word of God in you, it lightens your feet. If you are walking in the dark, when you raise your step, you see a lamp. You see where you are putting your leg to. Like a torchlight, where you are holding a torchlight in the dark. When you put it up, when you put on the torchlight, it shows you the place to put your leg. And a light unto my path. It gives you clarity. It's like a compass that directs you, that moves you. That moves, yes, at some degree latitude, at this position, at that position. That is what the word of God is. So we should not just walk as fools. We should be cautious. And how do we do that? By being cautious is by getting wisdom in the word of God. We should go into the word of God. Because the word of God is what will secure and save us in this world we have today. Praise the Lord. If we make the effort to know it well, we will be able to make wise decisions and sound judgment. And this will help us to spend our time wisely. We will not just be doing trial and error. Trial and error is expensive. Very, very expensive. Very, very, very expensive. You bring somebody to come and do something for you. I had a wristwatch somebody gave me. Very expensive. I cherished that wristwatch. And I went to the market. Let me fix it. The guy called the price. I said, no, it's too expensive. And I said, please let me change the battery. While he was changing the battery, he removed something from the watch. And that was how the watch was condemned. Praise the Lord. Knowledge. So this will help us to spend our time wisely in things we are fully in things that are fully worth it. Praise the Lord. So please, I beg you, especially we the youth, we have time, yet we still don't have time. The ones we've lost, we don't have it. The ones behind, but the ones we have, let's make the best use of it. Let's not walk as fools, but let's walk circumspectly. Let's walk with caution. Let's walk with wisdom. Come back to the manual. The manual of our life is the Bible. If you don't live this life by the word of God, you are abusing the life God has given unto you. That was where I was going to when I said phone. If you are not using your phone, if you have not read the manual of your phone, you are abusing the phone. Because you will not know what you can do. The things God has put in you, you will not maximize your potentials. Praise the Lord. Verse 16 of our text. It says, redeeming the time because the days are evil. To redeem the time is to make most use of our time. And when the Bible said, for what the scripture was said, redeeming the time, it's telling us that means we have limited time. That we have to make use of it, best use of it. If not, we'll waste it. Buy up the time you have. How? Because you have limited time, don't waste it. Use it well. You see, if you meet a shrewd businessman, sorry, let me just say this, Arsenal fans in the house, Wenger, I admire him in one aspect. He knows how to use kobo to buy and sell expensive. He's a shrewd businessman. He maximizes every kobo given unto him. To buy players, he will buy cheap and sell at expensive price. Praise the Lord. That's how we should live our life. Every minute you have, maximize it. Don't waste it. If you meet a real businessman, my deacon is there. We will come to that. We have a summit to come and tell us how they do it. You don't waste such time. For every time they give to you, it's worth it. I have a client. That woman is so we used to that the woman we call this woman beneficence. If the woman is meeting with you, if she's not benefiting from that meeting, she will not meet you. She wants to benefit from every opportunity she has. She doesn't joke with it. You call her, you want to see me, what is it? I hope I'm going to benefit from it. If I'm not benefiting, don't bother. A businessman will not waste a penny. Every penny they want to reap it, they want to make gain from it. Our banks are like that. Praise the Lord. The bankers in the house can testify to it. Praise the Lord. So we have to manage our time. We should not waste our time in irrelevant things. We should not gallivant about. I see a lot of people, what have you done today? Just moving about, watching movies, playing games. Those are waste of time. What are you gaining from those things? I'm just winding away time. You are winding away. And they tell you, I'm just winding away time just to keep myself busy. Playing games, where some of your mates are in the, they are learning skills, handwork. A friend of mine that left, came to Nigeria, had issues with his paper. He came to Nigeria, he spent 2 years. So he used to follow us to site. He learned a few things about sites. So he left his work. He went to, he got on that job at the rail station in London. He said he wants to come back to Nigeria and learn handwork, bricklayer work. He's a graduate. He said, the way they are paying these guys. He said, Mr. Bamba, I want to come and learn how to do brick. I said, at what age? He said, I don't understand. That if he had known that his little knowledge he has brought him into that place, that he needs more knowledge, he needs handwork. There was somebody there. He's making money, but he still said he needs handwork. That when he's coming next, 6 months, 7 months, he wants to come and learn handwork, maybe tiling or bricklaying work. You see, we need to do this. We need to redeem. See, the days are evil. We need to redeem our time. We don't have to waste it. Praise the Lord. Let's move on. So redeeming time obviously requires us to do something, some planning and prioritizing of our time. We don't just live anyhow. Don't wake up anyhow. Don't start your day anyhow. I tell the guys that work with me on site in my department, I told them that, look, you must have target for the month. What we did that we gave them different sites. When it was about 5-6 sites, I was the only one there. But we have about 70-something sites now. I can't manage the whole thing. How's it? So we employed more people. I'm just overseeing them. So we shared the buildings. I took more buildings because I have more experience than them. And I gave them their own. And I told them every Monday, I have a file on my table, submit your plan for the week. So when they bring their plan for the week, I look at it. Okay, this is what you want to achieve. And I help them, no, amplify this way, do it this way. Then we set up a group on the WhatsApp. On that group now, I put all the work for the, a target for the month. So write it down. You'll not be striking, I've achieved this one in week one, week two. We have to write a program. If not, you'll be leaving anyhow. And before you knew it, you would have lost time. You have lost count of time. And you will realize that you've not achieved anything. Praise the Lord. In the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1 to 8, but we won't read the whole scripture. I'll just read verse 1. It says, Ecclesiastes, a popular scripture, we all know it. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, says, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. That is the word of God. For every day of your life, there's a purpose for it. Don't waste it. You are here in this church, in this service today, not by chance. Because God blessed you for a purpose. To hear something, to gain something, to get something. So that is the way you should live your life. Wherever you find yourself, ask, just say, God, why did you bring me here? What do you want me to learn? What do you want me to hear? Believe me, God will speak to you. Praise the Lord. There are times I've gone out with pastor. Pastor will just hijack me and say, let's go to this place. When we get there, I will not be fine in the beginning. But when we get there, I say, God, if pastor has hijacked me, there's for a purpose. What do you want me to learn from this? I learned that thing. By reading books. When I was reading books, I said, no, you must ask questions. So I talked to God that, because I have my own plans. For you, pastors don't have so I override my own. There's a purpose for it. So what do you want me to learn? Open my eyes to see it. The Bible said, open my eyes to build wondrous. Say, open my eyes to be, let me build wondrous things in your word. Open my eyes so I can build wondrous things in your words. Open my ears so I can hear what you want me to hear, oh Lord. Praise the Lord. So there is a season for everything. There's a time to play video game. There's a time, yes, to solve the nets. And there's a time to learn skills. Most especially when I see young guys, also area boys, say, engineer, me from. I told them, I said, you're able-bodied like me. And if you say we should run 100 meters now, I'm sure you will dust me. You do some boots. Me, I will be coming behind you. You have energy. What are you doing with it? You are here. You collect money from this one. You now use the money to go and buy, buy weed. And they call it starter. All those sachet drink. They call it starter. Shall you early in the morning of their life, young guys? And they want to, remoto, with what work? They'll be looking at those pretty girls. I'm looking at them. Chai. They are wasting their life. And when you talk to them, I have handwork. Okay. My boss said I should go and call them. I brought a list. So yeah, what did you learn? Your name? What's work? Aluminium. Supplier. This. We get them work. You mobilize them with small money, they disappear. Pam. Yes. See, I'm going to say it is a bitter truth. When I went to Dubai that time, I looked around. I saw workers. I saw the Indians. I saw the Chinese, the way they were walking. They will come, go to another country. They will live very small. They will live small. They will work, and we take the money to their country to develop their country. Now, I look at our country. It's pathetic, our youths. Especially the Yorubaris. I'm sorry, I've not been tribalistic. I'm a Yoruba man. I'm an Ijebu boy to be. But we don't want to work. Small work, big money. I was talking to one yesterday. I gave him a contract of 115,000. I mobilized 70,000. I disappeared. He just came, did work. So, guy, send me. I should make the money 50,000. I said, no. We have a principle. I measure your work by mileage. When you have covered this, I will pay you this. If you do a work of 50,000, I will give you 40,000. I always hold 10,000 for insurance. They've taught me because I have used my salary to pay BC. So I have to learn the hard. I'm being serious here. Many a times they will go away with the company's money. I have to cover up for it just to get the work delivered because there's pressure on me. They don't want to work. Early morning, you will see them gathering, hanging out, smoking weed, looking for girls up and down. What? Betting shops. Bet King. What you want? Early morning, drinking starter. You will see their mates are going to work. Some people will leave their home 4 a.m., come back at 9 p.m. They have not still made it. Don't talk of you that are gallivanting up and down. Tell me, somebody leaving his home, that will leave his home 5 a.m., come down 9 a.m., 9 p.m. He has not made it. Not to talk of you that will not go anywhere. that will be collecting 200, 500 everywhere and there. And you are dreaming big, you want to ride the biggest car. Even that one that goes there, you say, let me just buy one small car, build it, and continue my life. Your dream is bigger. It's good to dream anyway. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So we must process our activities carefully and decide which deserve more time and which deserve less time. See, some relationships, we need to cut them off. In construction, the higher the building, the lesser the load. The ground floor carries more load. When it goes to the first floor, the load reduces. The third floor, ground floor, first floor, second floor, we reduce the load. The higher you go in life, the less baggages you carry, the less friendships you keep. Don't be everybody knows me. Hey, they weigh you, party, they give you a kind of nickname. You are Burushaga, you are Burundi, you are this. Everybody knows you in the area. When you get to the beginning of my just mention this name, they will bring it to my house. Hello. For how long do you want to do that? May we not, somebody say something. He said, may you not see your mates and dodge. Your mates are passing and you'll be dodging. May you not be apportioned in the mighty name of Jesus. Okay, let's move on. Redeeming the time also means trying to save time whenever possible, so that no hour is ever wasted. Have a daily to-do list. Plan your day. There are times I got to my site around 6 p.m. in the evening, and they will tell me, sir, you shouldn't have come now. I said, no, I need to come and see what you guys have done so I can plan for the next day. They don't know why I come at times. At times I will come late after work because I've gone to do something else outside. I'll just come in, move through, I'll just snag everything. By my snag list, I will just prepare the work schedule for the next day, and I'll send it to the group. They don't know how I got to do that. And then I told them, when they asked someone, they said, yes, I come at times. Whenever I go outside to work, I will go through traffic, I will take bikes just to plan so that the next day I won't be under pressure. I don't like people jumping, just bring it. No, I don't like it. Something happened to me on Friday. It was a good day for me, let me put that. I was exhausted by the time I got home. Because I started my day with police locking up the mechanic that was doing my car. I had to go and lock up the mechanic, lock up the panebita, and I don't like such things like that. By the time I left the police station, 1 o'clock, after one. By the time I took a bus, I was going. They said that some of the workers, somebody stole phone. Some guys brought cutlass. They went home and fight. They are calling me. And my food was inside my bag, my breakfast. I just branched at one of my friend's place. I said, I sat down there. I had the food. I drank water. I said, they will not kill me. I'm coming because I know there's a pressure going to me. After eating and I rested, I said, let me go and attend to them. When I got there, she had good. I said, okay, please, just appoint a spokesperson. He pushed come to the office and see me. And I resolved it. Before I knew it, 3 o'clock, what have I done for that day? I look at myself, my God, past 3 and I don't achieve anything. Police station, case, solving case. I told her, I don't live my day like this. I wasn't happy. And it affects me when I don't achieve my target for the day. Praise the Lord. I wasn't happy. I said, no, you can't continue like this. Effect by me, Nikido Day, am I the only one? Praise the Lord. Let's move on. So plan your day. Have a to-do list. Write out what you want to do. Prioritize it. In the morning, this is what I want to do. By doing that, it will help you. Nobody will come and dump anything at your table. No way. I have seen. Thank God for Concord Chapel International in my life. I will say this. I came into this church in 2003. I was just a technical school student. Yes. I did not even know. I was not even sure of my future. I was just like, let's go. Keep walking, Johnny Walker. Let's keep moving. But over time, the words of God, as I was hearing the messages, I was hearing how to have excellent spirit, how to build your life, how to have a career path. You know, gradually, I started forming my mind. Okay, good. Next level, I want to go to school. To do what? Everybody's getting admission. You want to get admission. To do what? They are studying this course. You want to go and study the course for what? Why are you studying the course? My colleague, I think he studied our marketing, head of marketing team. He studied one, I think it's a botanical or zoology thing. But he's a marketer, a good marketer. I asked him, bros, why you go study that kind of thing? He said, bros, we just go to school, we just go stay house. Your calling is not sugar-coated. If he talks to you like this, before you know, you would have bought everything. That is his calling. Now he wants to treat us as a naives, a real estate surveyor. He read a course closer to all this botanical zoology thing. A lot of them, I know a doctor that sells real estate. Is my three of them. They are very good at selling. They have real estate firms. They are doctors. They study. The guy said after practice they went to fight Ebola. It was among the people that went to fight Ebola in Liberia. They didn't pay them well. He now said they can't continue like this. The guy started a real estate company, and this guy is making money. Praise the Lord. So let me not digress too much. So we have to make you better use of our time. Plan your life. Praise the Lord. So to live the Christian life well, one must always remember that one day we will always have to give an account to the Lord of all the things we have done in this life. So if you have at the back of your mind that yes, you will give accounts, it will help you. It will check you to live well, to prioritize your time, not to just live anyhow. Praise the Lord. But if you are careful enough to redeem our time and live wisely, we'll be able to look back on our life with the satisfaction that yes, we are living in a manner profitable to God's kingdom. Apostle Paul says something in 2 Timothy 4:7. He said, I have fought a good fight of faith, and I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. If you read the story of Apostle Paul, before Christ arrested, he was diligent in everything he does. He was diligent in the killing of Christians. Very, very diligent in the killing of Christians. When he came over to the other side, he was so diligent in the things of God. He has built himself with that principle. He was very, very, he was educated. He studied well. I think he studied law. He knew the laws. Praise the Lord. So we need to. But the problem is not that we don't have enough time. The problem is time management. Poor time management. That is the major problem. We say there's no time. There is time. Nobody has time. It's what you create time for that we have the time. It's poor management. We don't manage our time well. I leave home like 8, but now I go to work early to see what's happening. I told those bricklayers, I said, once it's 10 o'clock, there's no work on your site, forget it, you've lost that contract. Then we wake up. One day I came to site around 6:30 a.m. in the morning. They were not expecting me, I just sneaked in. I sat down very, very strategically, I was watching them. They came out 7 o'clock, they were chewing stick, they were gisting, 8 o'clock, gisting, 9 o'clock. They said they want to go and eat breakfast. They came back 11, 12. I shut down that. They said no work for them that day. They lost money. I called my brother and said, I'm shutting down this site, this block. I said, well, I told him what happened. Ah, they said, your guy is too careful. I said, no, I did not come to Lagos to Cambridge. I came to Lagos to make money. Though I was born in Lagos, no doubt. Chef, no worry. But I told them, you came out here for Benin Republic. You woke up. 6:30, 7 o'clock, you were gallivanting, walking up and down, inside. They said that you walk every day, you are still walking up and down, looking for what? 9 o'clock, you are struggling out to go and eat. 10, you are not back. 11, you now walk from 12. You now walk till 7 p.m., 8 p.m., you will not keep me on site. Because if I don't respect their work, I will not pay them. I said, no, it has to stop. So I said, once there's no activity on any side by 10 o'clock, shut down that site. Nobody will come and waste my own time with his own time. If you are not going anywhere, then I will just cut you off. Praise the Lord. Let's look at an example. Let's look at two examples in the Bible. Number one, let's look at the story of Mary and Martha in the book of Luke 10, 38 to 42. You can read that up later. I don't want to go into our take our time. Now, what happened? Jesus came into town. These are the sisters of Lazarus. And while he was in town, Martha was just up and down trying to make please everybody, doing this, doing that, doing that, doing that. Mary, on the other hand, was at the feet of Jesus, listening to the word of God. Please, let's even go there. There was something I want to bring up in that scripture. Luke 10, 30 to 42. I think I will just read the last verse. Let me see that verse first. There was something Jesus said to Martha. He said, but one thing is needful. Mary had chosen that good path, which shall not be taken away from her. What is that good part? To acquire knowledge. Some of us, we are students, we want to make money. At that time, you should be acquiring skills, not to make money. I told somebody, I said, you shouldn't be working by now. You should be making money. You should be acquiring skills now. That you need skills that will bring money for you. The boy is in there, he's just SS1. It's my office that is sponsoring the boy. He likes making money. He didn't go to school. They called me from his school that, because I'm the one, I'm this they called me his four-star dad in his school. I went to the vice principal called me that the boy did not come to school, and we're giving allowance for the week, and he did not come to the office. So what happened? Day one, day two, day three. So somebody told me that they saw him working on one site. Then he was still in GS3. So I went there to look for him. I saw him. When he saw me, he was shocked. I said, no, finish the work. All the money you've made, bring it for me. He brought the money. I said, we are the one paying your school fees. We are paying your rent. We are feeding you. What do you need money for? We give you allowance. He wanted to buy phone. The boy eventually, we seized that money. We said, no, we used to buy things for you. We bought bag for him. He bought this. He wanted to buy another phone again. There was something that happened, rather. Sorry. So when they called me, I was on leave when they told me that. I sent their school fees. It's on that time that they begin to pay their school fees and their books. Because it's my responsibility to make sure that office pays. So I sent everything to my boss. And the admin person called me and said, your son has done. So I said, what has my son done? He said, he went to buy a phone, Tecno Spark. I said, Jesus Christ, me. The phone came out this year. Me that I'm working regularly. I have not bought that kind of phone. You. SS1 students. I hope he did not see. He said he did not see. He bought it. He worked for it. I was upset. We sold the phone. We used the money to buy things for them in their house. What do you need? They give us to do list. Their list. But I have a file for them. We use the money to buy things for them. I say, you are not responsible. You have a sister, younger sister, and you are buying techno. For what? What money would that phone make for you? Praise the Lord. We should do the needful. There are things that they stand for everything. I remember there was a time in 2004. I had a quarrel with my cousin, the Deacon. We had a quarrel because my dad had this phone, this LG phone. So he now bought a Samsung TrueEye. So later, I went to the house to take the phone. I went to buy SIM. I remember my first 2005. I put it there. So I went to school. Yeah, I have a phone. Give me your number. We're exchanging numbers. My dad called Deacon and said, collect that phone from that boy. I was angry. Hey, it's not my father's phone. He looked at me. He said, he will slap me. But he said something. He said, a time will come. You have this phone and you'll be tired of it. And truly today, what is phone? Some people are saying, please uncle come and help me. I'm looking for capital. I have ideas. When you tell the ideas. And they are using iPhone 9, the iPhone 10. That's the capital you are carrying in your hand. Sell the phone and start the business. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The second example. Now, there's something I want to bring out here. Though my time is almost up. And that time is, you see, we need to learn something to say no to some things. You see, don't try to please everybody. And please, I want to say, you are not indebted to anybody. And please, let us hear this. Nobody's indebted to you. We need to be. See, I had an accident in 2010 that always took my life because I felt I was indebted to someone. Let me share this example with you. In September 13th, precisely, I went for a wedding on September 12th. I was still in school towards my final semester. And there was this woman, there was this friend of mine. He's an older friend. We do business together. So he gets contracts from his office. I used to go and execute the contract for him. He used to use me to front. We shared the money. We make money. So he went on vacation with his wife to France. And his car was in Abeokuta at his mother-in-law's place. So I helped them to go and pick the car. So the woman called me. I can remember that Saturday. I was in my room with my maid. And I went for a wedding. That wedding, I drove there. I couldn't drive back because I was tired. I was having this headache. So when the woman called me, I was relaxing. He said, that I should please come and help my brother to come and carry his car. He's coming back from France on Monday. And with his wife, I said, sure, I will pick them up at the airport. And I said, yes, ma'am, I will do it. But in my spirit, I knew I can't. I said, And this woman has never asked me for a favor. I go to her house in Abeokuta. I eat free food, free accommodation. She even gave me clients in her estate, Samuel estate. She introduced me to people that I've done jobs for painting, kitchen, wardrobe. And this is the first favor this woman will ask of me. So I woke up the next morning. I couldn't sleep. I didn't sleep well. I woke up. I wanted to pray. My spirit was heavy. My roommate noticed it. Say, you sure say go. I say, boss, I go. I looked in my pocket. I had 700 naira. So I use the ATM. Now it will even take me to Abeokuta. When I left, I didn't even have my bath. I only brushed my teeth. My morning devotion, my bully, I couldn't do it. On a Sunday morning, I was supposed to be in church. Can you imagine? I went, I met my classmate. He was going to Ojota. He said he was going to church. I paid his fare. By the time I got to Ojota, I had 600 naira left with me. I got to the park. I said, Abeokuta is 700. Abeokuta, I used to enter 500, at most 600. Praise the Lord. So, and from there, I'll come to the NPC, take a bike. But when I looked at it, okay, let me go and get the ATM. Do you know I went to like 5 ATMs in Ojota, non-dispense, but I couldn't get my account. Those were signs. But I said, no, I was good. This woman has not ever asked me for a favor. So I called somebody, said, I'm not around. I called the third person. I said, okay, meet me so please, give me 500. So I had money. I went to Abeokuta. But I knew something was not right. I couldn't pray. So I sent a text to my friend, said, please, I need your prayer more now. Pray for, put me in prayer. I didn't know, but I had a premonition. I go to Abeokuta, I picked the car. On my way back to Lagos, I was on 100 km per hour. I was just coming on the road. It was very smooth. I was just coming that morning. The next night, I heard a noise. Boom! I felt it was a tire. Normally, when you hear the tire, you put your car on neutral. You don't apply the brakes. I did all that. I was being careful. Smart me. I did that. The next thing, the steering ceased. I couldn't steer the car. And the car was going towards the other. And a tipper, a bed 40 was coming. And the way the car was going, I knew I would run into this tipper. I was trying to swerve. I couldn't. The next thing, I just said, boom, bad. You know, I closed my eyes. I said, God, into your hand, I commit my spirit. Yes, I said that. I saw death. By the time I heard noises, people came. Otiku, Kiliko, Kiliko, they brought me out. I didn't believe it was me. I thought it was my spirit looking at my body. But when I saw the car trying to cross over, the street lights held the car down. When it took me to the hospital, Mrs. Idowu called me and said, where are you? I said, I'm in the hospital. What happened to you? I said, nothing, I'm fine. She didn't go to church. They said she had a headache. And Dickie went to church. So while she was sleeping, she said she had a dream that I was covered with a pool of blood. She just stood and started praying. 15 minutes before I had the accident, Mr. Wu was praying. That was how God saved me. So you are not indebted to anybody. Please don't feel indebted. In closing, let me say this. Please, organize yourself. Don't do everything. You are not a jack of all trade. God has given you skills for a particular field. Please, do your strength. Leave the rest. Moses, his father-in-law advised him. In Exodus, we can read that up later. Exodus 18:13-26. He said, you will kill yourself the way you are going. Why don't you delegate people to do this? Why can't the pastor of the church preach, sweep, arrange the chair, do everything? No. There's what they call division of labor. So please, we should do that. It will help us. Praise the Lord. And finally, verse 17, it says, we must know the will of God. We must seek to know the will of God. How do you seek to know the will of God? By studying the word of God. Praying. Jesus Christ, when he came on earth, he came from heaven. Yet, when he prayed at Gethsemane, he said, Father, if I have my way, this cup will pass over. He said, but thy will be done. Wherever you find yourself, ask God, thy will be done. Don't just leave through that place. Well, while we time, very soon we leave here. Please, I beg us, let's not live casually. Let us redeem the time. Let us live and walk wisely. And let us know the will of God for our life by seeking God, by praying. Me standing here today is not by mistake, it's for a purpose. When mommy sent me this note, I was like, God, why this? But I thank God I made myself available for it because it has changed my life. And I know God has spoken to someone here today. Please, let's live wisely. Be a good steward of your time. Manage your time well. Use it well to the glory of God. And as you do this, God, we bless us all in the mighty name of Jesus. Yeah. Let's rise on our feet. Let's just pray to God this morning. From the word you have heard, pray that the Spirit of God will help you. It will give you wisdom and understanding how to live your life. That you will not live anyhow. You will not live by the day. But you will live and walk wisely. Pray that God should give you the knowledge, required wisdom, knowledge, and understanding you need to live through every day. Because it's not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit, said the Lord of hosts. So you need the Spirit of God to help you, to empower you to live well. And pray that the grace to do the will of God, God should give unto you. Pray for the grace to do His will in every area of your life. Open your mind and pray that God should give you the grace to do His will in your conscious and subconscious states. Pray for God's grace to do His will. Where there is God's will, there is a way. That is what will keep us in this perilous time. Father Lord, we thank you. We give you praise. We thank you for your word. And we thank you, Father Lord, because this word has come in time like this for a purpose. And we thank you because you will transform our life with your word in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father Lord, that the word that has been heard this morning, the devourer of the world will not steal it from them in the mighty name of Jesus. The words will fall on fertile ground and it will bear fruits in their lives, in my own life as well, in the mighty name of Jesus. And your name will be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Let's put our hands together for Jesus.